That first meditation, as I said, was LA 950 is the designation. And it was to support your confidence, erase self-doubt, know that you can succeed. And it does that by infusing you with the sacred energy called Prakirti. And that is something that you can transcend problems rather than struggle. And in the second one, it's called have an experience of God, simply. Okay, so we'll do some healing exercises. Just briefly, I would just say that the way that healing happens, and I use the term happens because we don't do it. We're not the doers in that process of healing, whether it's healing ourselves or others. And that process involves our modifying our awareness and moving it to a position where our intention becomes projective. Simple as that. It's kind of a magical place of the mind, and mainly our experience, because it involves the mind and it involves everything about us. And doing meditations like this helps us to stabilize that aspect of our awareness so that the mind just naturally goes there. You will possibly find in that circumstance that it's empty, that you don't have any control. You don't have any tendency to want to move your awareness or push it or suggest anything or control anything. You simply let your experience flow, let it happen. Be in the flow. That's exactly being in the flow. And that is how we describe emptiness. It's not void. There's always activity in the mind. But we just leave it alone. We let it happen. If we can do that, then we begin to form a very close association with something that we choose to relate with. And in the case of healing, a patient, or something that just needs to be healed. We don't have to do it because it happens. Only because we have stabilized that projective meditative mind, which we also call shunya. You ever heard the term shunya? That's something that Yogi Bhajan used to mention many times. And it describes that meditative mind, that aspect of the meditative mind, where you're just in the flow. And being in the flow like that, you merge. It just happens. I need to heal. I want to heal. And stabilizing that mind, that aspect, with that intention, you will then merge with whatever it is your, we call it the event, whatever we choose to heal or what needs to be healed. And it may sound a little nebulous or mystifying, but that's it. We don't need to describe anything to ourselves with any form of verbal, rational justification or description. If we just go with it and always just go with it, that's where we want to be. And we'll find that when we start to do that, you start to let go. It's kind of like you're falling into the space, falling into space where there are no limits. So in our experience, when we begin to approach this problem of healing or question of healing, we let go of our preconceptions. We let go of everything that we hold to be true, anything that we hold at all. Just keep letting go of it. And we'll find that pretty soon we are merged with what we are healing. And having a direct experience of that produces the effect, produces the manifestation of our intention in that relation. Sounds very theoretical, but we do it practically. We do it practically first by doing these meditations and then learning through repetition, through healing exercise, how it's done. Or rather, how it happens. We don't need to feel anxious about it or insecure and wonder if anything will happen. Something will happen if we approach it innocently, without expectation, without prejudice, without preconception. Okay, so we'll do some healing exercises. So find partners. Choose who you're going to be a partner with, and then one person will begin as a healer and one as a patient. And let's just begin with the more experienced person sitting and the more newly experienced person lying down.
He did something else.
By the way,
we're
about the same.
Are you? Well, then you decide what you're gonna do. Your partner, and then just begin to become aware of your perceptions, your perceptive field. You can touch your partner in a comfortable way, or not, your choice. And then just be aware and observe the flow of your experience in every aspect, physical, mental, emotional. Without judgment, without denying any part of the experience. There's no incorrect experience. We always like to try to do things the right way, but there really isn't even any right way, as long as we're just completely allowing the flow. regardless of your state of mind, you can choose to place your attention in some place in your perception, in your perceptive field. And where we begin is to acknowledge the variability of our perceptions and choose to migrate our attention to those which it appear less dense, those which appear more open, and which appear not to resist your giving attention to it. In other words, where you won't be distracted from it. Feel how it feels to place your attention someplace in your field of perception. And then modify it. Modify it to move it where it appears more empty. When we choose something such as directing our attention, that is a form of intention. We can form an intention about anything. Placing our attention is it's an internal intention. It doesn't have to go anywhere other than just you recognize what you're paying attention to. Recognize where you are currently holding your attention. Feel how it feels. And feel how it feels if you decide to change that or move it. And then form another simple intention that you will include your partner in your perceptive field, however that might happen. You don't know, have to understand how that will happen, but it's just simply an intention. which will just affect your perceptive field. Attention to what comes up when you do that. What comes up when you decide to include your partner? As your attention becomes more stable, always adjusting towards the empty, you can recognize the space of your partner. Have to expect anything, just sit with it. Sit with the experience of doing that or being that. You can choose to expand that space, looking further into it. Because it's empty, or it's emptying. If you find yourself resisting any part of the experience, just choose to allow it. Okay, come to conclusion and then just switch with your partner. I find that one of the more prominent resistances that healers have to the process is doubt, self-doubt. Am I doing this right? Can I do this? Anxiety, insecurity. Fortunately, we took a long step towards reducing that with that first meditation. So you just proceed in your intention, as if there's just that intention. And that is, place your awareness, your attention, on the emptiest part of your space, emptiest part of your perceptive field, which includes all perceptions. Choose that you will include your partner in that space. If you just choose that, there's no doubt about it. And then if you allow it, everything flows from that. Maybe discomfort, maybe something familiar or unfamiliar. Just allow it completely. Your attention is on the empty. Your intention. Just to find your partner there in that experience. No bias, no prejudice, no preconception of the form that it will take. Maybe your perceptions have a limited range. Maybe what you feel generally is rather common to you. It's okay. Also, if it's not common or strange, that's okay. You can assume that your perceptions are your reality. Don't judge them. Just feel them. See them. Know them. Engage them. As you hold your attention on the emptiest part of your perceptive field, all of your experience begins to change. It won't remain constant. Keep moving your attention towards the empty. Nothing can distract you. Thank you.
with your part. That's a simple intention that produces an effect on your awareness. Content of our perception makes no difference, only that we remain neutral. Don't be moved by it. Don't move your awareness. Engage it as a participant, only as an observer. If any new intention forms as a result of observing deep in the space of your partner, choose to form that intention. And meet the effect that it produces. Okay, switch with your partner. Does anybody have any questions or comments?
Yes.
So when you meet your patient, you don't have to ask him, how are you? What's going on?
You just say, we don't.
Let's show how that's true. Let's have the patient now just say your name to your healer. And then just listen and feel what it does hearing that. Feel what it does to you hearing that. A patient in crisis makes it easy. Because then it becomes very obvious how it's affecting you. Okay, open the space of your patient inside you. And feel how you're affected. Observe deeply to the most subtle, undefinable sensations. There's a noticeable or prominent point in your space which attracts your attention. Let your attention go there. And still remain in the space of empty. If you move your attention based on your perception in the space of your patient will respond. That will produce new sensations. You can contemplate those. Just by giving them attention and remaining empty, unmovable. Thank you. it sits with your partner. Just stay in that neutral space. Include your partner. And with that intention, you can assume that everything in your perceptive field in some way relates with that relation. And however it develops, don't question it. Keep expanding the space with your partner. To the most subtle reaches of perception. Like it's between the atoms. Galaxies. Stabilizing your space. Stabilizes your partner. Expanding your space expands your partner's awareness beyond the conditions and tendencies that hold your partner limited and in discomfort and suffering. Okay. Come to conclusion. You don't have to pay too much attention to any particular form or format. That takes care of itself. If you feel an internal reaction to something or somebody, some kind of stimulus, work on that. Contemplate it. That's how you can heal anything. So that first meditation, LA 950, that sacred energy that infuses you doing that, especially repetitively, you keep doing that, will help you to transcend your self-doubt, insecurity, and anything that's holding you back internally, any internal struggle you have with what you're doing or what you intend, self-reliance. And the second one just opens you up, the experience of God. Ideally, we merge with whatever we intend to merge with. So maybe God is an unknown, but doing these kinds of things makes it more known, makes God more known. And I think the main effect is that yourself is more known, and that's where you find God. Everything plays with our mind, everything plays with our ideas and everything else. But it's a wonderful flow that you can just observe if you don't get attached to anything, or judge it, or have a prejudice about it. Even about yourself. And maybe that's why it's most difficult to heal yourself, because you are biased typically. You know, But that's kind of how we operate. We give ourselves a pass with things we should be looking at and contemplating. So, in this practice, It tends to help us to look inside more than outside. Not that you're blaming anything, anybody or whatever, but you look inside because you're affected by everything, and that's where you know something, by your field, your perception. Everything can be revealed if you only observe it, let it flow. Is there anything else? Okay, then we are free to go. But let's let's do that.